This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful fall morning. A little bit on the warm side, but that's okay. That keeps the furnace off and the oil in the tank. Great day to get out. It's a holiday weekend. We're at Christopher Columbus Day on Monday. So take advantage of it, and let's get the yard prepared for the changing seasons. Maybe mow the lawn one more time, maybe more, depending on how warm it stays. But get a cut, and if you have a lot of trees on your property, and the leaves begin to fall, the stem of the leaf, as it falls, will stick to the foliage of your grass. So if you can keep your grass cut on the short side, I'm not saying scalp it, but keep it cut short, and the leaves come down, the wind picks up, they'll blow across the street into your neighbor's yard. If your grass is allowed to get tall, the leaves will attach themselves to the grass, and you'll have to rake them out. So keep it on the short side. The wind will blow them away, and that means less work for you. Now, if you need some help, we have lots of time left this morning that we can help you with your particular problems, whether it's planting some fall flowering plants. Your bulbs for the spring need to go in now. Decorating with corn stalks and straw and pumpkins and things like that. Bringing in your house plants and how to take care of them once you bring them in. And how to prepare your shrubs and trees for the winter. We just spent half an hour talking about the problem with deer at this time of the year, and for the weeks ahead of us. And they can eat their body weight in foliage every single day. So you get a family of three or four living near you, they can come in the matter of just a few days, can take arborvitae right down to the nub. They can eat your holly, rhododendron, azalea, boxwood, anything that stays green during the winter. And then your fruit trees. Oh, they just love the taste of the bark on your fruit trees and those tender buds. Magnolia, big fat bud on that magnolia. Boy, they'll go right for that. So if you want flowers on your tree, then make sure that you treat them. And this EverGuard product is something that really works. And as they said, you know, Aubuchon Hardware, buy one, get one free. So get it on. Start training them now. In your perennial bed, most of your perennials are pretty well done flowering right now. And those that are, the leaves are changing color. And they're looking really yellowy, maybe with some browning. Cut those perennials right down to the ground. And that way, and then rake them and get them out of there. any diseases that they had, you're removing the possibility of them coming back next year. When the weather begins to change and your days get shorter, and boy, you know it, they're getting shorter. It's dark by 6 o'clock now. And just wait until the hours change. It will really be dark early. The insects and the diseases know that the seasons are changing. And they need to be busy into ensuring that there will be somebody to keep the new generations coming. So as the weather gets cooler, the days get shorter, all of your common insects, things like aphids and mealybug, spider mite, all of the common ones begin to lay eggs on the plant for next year. If it's a perennial, that plant will die. And if you leave it in the garden, that leaf will get crumbly. It will break apart, it'll fall to the ground, and now you have disease spores or insect eggs laying on the ground. So cut them right to the ground, trash bag them, or put them into your compost pile so where they can decompose and create new organic matter for your garden. And let's get the garden cleaned. Now, one of the things that you can also do is if you don't have to divide anything and you want to get ahead for next year, and maybe you didn't get to put down some bark mulch in your perennial bed or around roses for this year, you could do it in the fall. And that means one thing less to do next spring, and the added layer of mulch will help to keep your perennials healthy during the winter. You'll have less dieback. The same thing on roses. Now, roses, hopefully you haven't fed them anymore. When we get to September, you can feed them in early September, but after that, no food at all. You want the roses to become woody. And all of the new growth that's on your roses, it's soft, it's tender. And if we go into winter with all the soft and tender growth, there's a good chance we'll have a lot of winter kill. And by not feeding them and not helping to promote new growth, those branches that were made this year begin to get woody. They're like a piece of 2x4. They're all fibers and they're tough. And they can withstand the winter a lot easier. So, make sure they don't get fed. And as soon as you see that the coloration on the roses start to change from that nice deep green to fading, having some yellow, then you want to mulch them. Now, I don't like to put mulch around roses until about Thanksgiving. And the reason is this. If you use bark mulch, no problem. Mound it right around your roses, and that will insulate the plant, especially where they're grafted. Because the roses that you buy today are not the same plant. The root system is one plant, and the top is the plant that you actually bought. But they graft them. And that makes that plant stronger, especially in the Northeast where I live. So a rose bush that you would buy in California may have the same roots as the original plant. But if you took that plant with the original roots and you brought it to Maine, it would definitely die during the winter. So they graft a root system to that plant to make it stronger during the winter. But I always like to mulch roses. And I like to bring up a mound, like an igloo or a teepee, about a foot high. And one bag of mulch will do anywhere from 6 to 10 roses. And you just build this mound around them. It protects them from the wind. And then in the spring, you just spread the mulch out, and your rose bed is all ready to go. So let's get that done. Now, if you're going to use straw or pine needles or shredded leaves, bag them. Take the bale of straw and put it in your garage or in your tool shed. If you're going to be using dried up leaves or pine needles, then bag them and let them air dry so that they'll get crispy. But don't put them around the roses now. The reason is this. Pine bark mulch is dense. And you've got mice, you've got chipmunks, you have voles, squirrels, and they're looking for a place to spend during the winter. And if they go into your garden and you've put straw or pine needles around your roses, you just opened up a condo complex. And they're all going to move in. They'll get right into that straw, into the pine needles. They'll make their home there for the winter. And when they wake up and they're hungry, they'll eat the bark off of your rose bush, killing it. So wait until the ground freezes. When the ground freezes around Thanksgiving, then you can use the straw because they've already found a place. So for now, get it in your garage so that you have it when you need it.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, if you need some help, we have open lines. The number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Now, those of you that have put your house plants on your deck, on your porch, on your patio, it's time to bring them in. You don't have to worry about a frost just yet for most of us, especially the way the weather's been this fall. I mean, last night at 9 o'clock at night, where I live in Maine, it was 62 degrees out. And this is the month of October. So we're really benefiting from this warm weather. But you've got to bring in all of your tropical plants and flowering plants for the winter. And the reason is this. Right now, because the weather is good, your windows, and you're even leaving the screen door on so that fresh air comes in. It's got some humidity in it. So when you bring it in from the outside into your home, it can adapt a lot easier because your windows are open. It's got the humidity on. Once you close your windows and your doors and the heat kicks in, the heat will take all of the humidity out. It'll make the house drier and it will make it more difficult for the plants to adapt. So get them in the house now. Before you bring them in, check them. Look for insects on the underside of the leaf, near the tips of the growing branch. They're going to be more numerous where the new growth is, because that new growth is succulent. It's soft, and they can get food out of there a lot easier than on the bottom of the plant. Check for scale. It looks like a little brown bump. It could be on the leaf. It can be on the stem of the leaf. It could be on the stem of the trunk of the tree. But check it. And if you find any insects, especially white fly, it's a tiny little white fly type insect, and when you shake the plant, they'll go airborne on you. That's something that you want to leave outside. So what you want to do is this. Bonide has a product called all-season oil. It comes with a built-in sprayer. And what you're going to do is you're going to take all of your plants, check them out really, really good. If you see that there's a problem, you're going to take out the all-season oil. It comes with a built-in sprayer. And you're going to spray the plant top to bottom, underneath the leaf, on top of the leaf, in the middle of the plant, and really give it a good soaking. And that way, it will kill those little flies, or the aphids, or the mealybug. And if they've laid any eggs on the plant, the oil will coat the egg. The egg won't be able to breathe, allow air to get in to that little baby in there, and it will suffocate. And that way, when you bring them in, you don't have to worry about a problem. So what I do, I inspect a plant, look for scale, whitefly, mealybug, and aphids. Those are the big four. And if I find them, then I'll shake the plant, especially if it's a white fly, to get the adults out and let them go fly in the yard. Then I spray the whole plant. I let it air dry. I bring it into the house, put it near a south-facing window to give them as much sunlight as possible, and they will adjust quicker if you bring them in now. If you wait until the weatherman says, oh, we're going to have a frost tonight, you got all your windows closed. And they just will begin to shed leaves. Now, one plant that's going to shed a lot of foliage is a ficus. And if you have a ficus tree or a ficus bush, get ready to expect 20 to 30% of the leaves, the older leaves on the inside of the plant, to drop from that plant. You've done nothing wrong. It's just adjusting to the temperature in your house, the humidity in your house, and the sunlight in your house. And a lot of the ficuses, as I said, will drop probably 20 to 30% of their foliage. And you think you've done something wrong. Oh, I gave it too much water. I didn't feed it. You've done nothing wrong. It's natural. And what I would suggest that you do once you bring it in, buy a plastic mister. You can buy a mister at any nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, hardware store, for $2 or $3. Fill it with water and just mist the foliage once a day. And if you have a gardenia, wow, that gardenia likes humidity. And I like to keep the gardenia and the Christmas cactus outside as late as possible, because they're making the flower buds right now for the winter. And they like short days, and they like cool temperatures. So if you take your gardenia and you bring it in now, the likelihood is you'll probably have probably a third of the buds, maybe a half of the buds that you would if you had left them outside a little bit longer. So bring them on your porch. Keep an eye on the weather. Let them enjoy that humidity, the rain, and everything else. And then bring them in when they start talking about a frost. That will give them additional days and weeks to make the buds. If you bring in your Christmas cactus now, your house is hot. And you get the lights on, so they're getting long days. And Christmas cactus needs short days, and the days are definitely getting shorter, and they like the short days to make the flower buds. So if you can keep them outside, they'll get all that humidity, they'll make more flower buds, and it will delay it. If you bring them in too early, they'll bloom at Thanksgiving instead of Christmas. So leave them outside. When the weather starts to get cold, bring it in, south-facing window. And if you can put it in a room where you don't leave the lights on late into the evening. So, for example, if you put it in the family room, or in the living room and you're watching television until the news at 11, the lights are on, and that makes the plant think that the days are long, and it won't make any flower buds. If you put them in a bedroom or an office, and you don't turn on the lights till you go to bed, or a room where nothing is happening, like an office, they'll get short days because you're not turning on the lights, and they'll make more flower buds. Now, you want to feed them. Now, just because they're in the house, it doesn't mean, well, for the rest of the winter, you don't want to feed them. Espoma, the people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone, they've got some great fertilizers. They have a liquid fertilizer they call Start. That's for starting new seedlings or cuttings. They have one called Grow, which would be for all of your foliage plants, Schefflera, ficus, hanging baskets like Wandering Jew, English ivy. They also have a fertilizer called Bloom. So Grow would be for all non-flowering houseplants. And Bloom would be for plants that flower. So if you're bringing in a hibiscus, if you want them to bloom all winter, south-facing window, and feed it every 2 weeks. Hibiscus are hungry, and the more you feed them, the more they're going to flower. And this Bloom is the new technology. They've put in beneficial microbes, like everything that they have. So if you're buying Holly Tone and Plant Tone for your shrubbery, you know that the beneficial microbes have helped your plants. This company does it with their liquids. So the days of fish emulsion and seaweed, it's a good product, but you don't have the beneficial microbes. So this is a superior. And the Blue fertilizers, no beneficial microbes, all chemical, all quick acting, and then it falls apart. So get something that's organic, something that's natural, and get this Grow for all of your tropical plants, yucca, ferns, palm trees, anything that stays green that's tropical, use to Grow. And if anything that flowers, then you use the Bloom fertilizer. It's a liquid. It's got a self-measuring cap. You can put it in your watering can, add your water, feed your plants, and away you go. So it's a real good product. It's something that will keep your plants happy and healthy, and they'll do a great job for you. So let's feed them before we bring them in. Set up a schedule. And what I do is I'll just take my calendar, and at the beginning of the month and in the middle of the month, I'll put feed and I'll write down for blooming plants. And then once a month, I write Grow. So the first week, I write Grow, and I know that it's going to be done. I'll just circle it when it's done, and don't worry about it for the rest of the month. But do that, and your plants will stay green, they'll stay healthy, they'll stay productive. And that Mr. Bottle I wanted you to get, you can take that Mr. Bottle and save it, and you take some of that all-season oil. If you start to see insects appear on your tropical plants, your house plants, your flowering plants during the winter, you can make just a little bit of it in a quart bottle, spray your plants, and it'll work the same way. It will smother. And what's nice about a product like All Season Oil from Bonite is that this oil, when it kills a plant, kills the insects, rather, I'm sorry, when it kills the insects cannot become immune to it because it's not a chemical. It's something that smothers them. So when you're using a chemical insecticide and you use it month after month after month, they start to build up immunity to it. At first, you'll kill a lot of them. But as time goes by, more become immune, they get stronger, and you have a problem. But when you use oil, this all-season oil, it kills, and they cannot become immune to it because it kills the egg, the young, and the adult, and it's organic and it's natural. So it's a real good product. But feed them, water as needed, and watering can be a problem. And one thing that I like to do, and you should do the same thing, when you bring in your plants, give them a good drink, feel how heavy they are. Because some weeks during the fall and winter, when we get a lot of sun, the soil is going to dry out quicker. Because you get a lot of sun coming through the windows, you've got the plant taking that sun's energy and growing. When you get a lot of cloudy days, the plants are not growing as quickly. They're not using as much moisture. There's a lot less evaporation, so that you need to water them less. So there's two things I do. Take my index finger, I push it in two knuckles, wiggle it around. If it feels moist, I'll see you next week. If it's starting to get dry, then I give them a good drink. And remember, feed on a regular basis. Check for insects on a regular basis. And if you bought a gardenia and you want it to bloom, couple things you need to know. Never put it in a room with a wood stove, a coal stove, a fireplace, because that dries out the air quickly. And if your home is heated with force hot air, it's going to give you a problem. And what you need to do is decide how wide the plant has spread. And it, let's say it's spread 12 inches width, 12 inches tall, which is a good size plant. You need to buy a saucer that's 12 inches in diameter. Even though it's in a 6 or an 8 inch pot, you want a 12 inch saucer. You bring that saucer home, you fill it to the right to the top with stone. You can buy a bag of marble chips. You can take pea stone out of your driveway. Fill the tray with it, a plastic tray, not clay, because clay is porous. It'll bleed the moisture through, and it'll leave a mark on your cabinet or on your table. So it's got to be plastic. You fill it with stone. You set your plant on top of it. And every morning or every evening, set yourself a routine. You fill the saucer with water. And what happens is, during the night and during the day, the saucer that's filled with water and stone, that water will evaporate. And as it evaporates, it will go airborne. It will build up humidity around the plants, and they'll grow better. And gardenias are tough. And what usually happens, and that lets you know that the humidity in your home is really dry, what you need to do is this. When you see those buds starting to swell, you need to mist that bud every single day. And if you can do it twice a day, that's even better. Because what will happen, you take care of this plant for the whole year. It comes into bloom. You get all excited. The heat's on. It loves humidity. And if it doesn't get the humidity, your bud will turn white. You get all excited. You come out the next morning and the buds are all on the ground. That little bit of a layer of tissue where the bud and the plant is, because there's no humidity in the air, it separates and aborts the bud. So spray all of the buds and the foliage, put it on a big tray, and that way the humidity is released. And if you want to bring in rosemary, you got to do the same thing with rosemary. That's a tough herb to bring inside the house. And if you get a plant for the holiday, remember, a big tray filled with stone, set the plant on top of the stone, add water till you see it just above the stone, and that will create humidity around that plant. And mist it, because that plant is tough. And if you don't give it what it wants, it will just fall apart. So there are a few things that you should be doing with all of your house plants in the weeks to come. Give them as much sunlight as possible. And the only plants that need to stay cool are the plants that are making flowers. So you want to keep your Christmas cactus on the cool side. And if you get, for example, at Thanksgiving, you get a nice potted mum. Keep it as cool as possible. If you put it in a bright, sunny window where it's going to get sun all day, it's going to get warm. And the heat will speed up the blooming. And the flowers won't last as long. It's just like if you buy a dozen roses and you put it near a south-facing window, the roses are going to come into full bloom a lot quicker. And they may last a week. And then they're done. But if you can keep them out of the direct sun, your roses will last longer. And one thing that I get into the habit of, when I buy flowers for the kitchen, which I do every single morning, when I grab my pills for the day and my glass of orange juice, I'll put 3 or 4 ice cubes in that vase of cut flowers. And the roses and your mums and everything else will bloom a lot longer because it cools the water down, cools the plant down, and it doesn't mature as quickly. So the secret is out of the direct sun, keep it cool. Add 2 or 3 ice cubes first thing in the morning. Excuse me. And that way your cut flowers will last a lot longer. So there's lots to do. And if you need some help, pick up the phone and give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. The other thing you want to keep an eye on, if you have a lot of big birds like crows, ravens, blackbirds, blue jays, and they're like a flock of them on your lawn. When you go out there and you see little holes from their beak, or you're starting to see areas in your lawn that's being dug, could be a raccoon, could be a skunk. And they're looking for food. And the food they're looking for is a Japanese beetle grub in your lawn. If you don't see any problems, then you probably don't have to worry about it. If you have a history of grub problem in your lawn, and you didn't treat it this year, and you're starting to see signs, Bayer makes a product. And it's called 24-hour grub control. And the active ingredients is Dilox. And it's spelled D-Y-L-O-X. And Dilox is the only product on the market today that will release. You apply it to your lawn. You water it in so that it goes from a powder to a liquid. It will penetrate and work its way down the soil, get to the grub, and kill it. And it will kill everything. All of your beetles that are in your soil, all of your grubs, it'll kill it in a 48-hour period. And in that 48-hour period, the grubs are all dead. 48 hours later, the product is broken down by the beneficial microbes in the soil, the rain, and the sunshine. The season-long product is too late. So you need this 24-hour, made by Bayer, active ingredients, Dialox. And as soon as you see it, put it down for great results.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Tim in New Hampshire.
Okay, Tim, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I turned in late when you were talking about treatment of scale on houseplants. I was wondering.
Okay. Scale is like a turtle. It has a shell, and the insect is underneath the shell.
Right.
And the scale is a sucking insect. So it has like a hypodermic needle type mouth part, and it sticks the needle into the stem or the leaf, and it sucks the energy out of that plant. And the only way to get rid of them is with an oil spray. The oil spray, when you apply it to your plant, will coat the shell that the scale has, blocking all of the pores, and now the insect can't breathe, and it will suffocate and die. And it's important that you control the scale, because it may start with just a handful. And what happens is, as the scale matures, underneath that shell, she'll lay eggs. And she could lay 25 to 50 eggs. The eggs hatch. They crawl out from underneath the mother. And they attach themselves to the plant. And the warmer the house is, the quicker they will mature. But when you use the oil, they don't build up an immunity to it. It kills the mother. And because the mother's gone, and she can't take care of the eggs, there's a good chance that you could prevent it from becoming a real problem. And plants like ficus and hibiscus that you bring in, they can get scale, and it can be a major, major problem.
Okay, I have a, it's actually a Fukien tea. It's a little bonsai plant that had scale. I removed the scale manually with alcohol and soap water and stuff, and with a toothbrush. But all the leaves have fallen off this little plant. However, it's still green when I scratch the bark. Do you think that will come back?
It should come back. I think it's the alcohol that you use that burnt some of the foliage.
Okay.
Now, is this a tropical plant or an outdoor plant?
Yeah.
It's a tropical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would give it a good shot of fertilizer.
Yeah.
So, you know, get some of that grow fertilizer from Espoma and give it a good drink and put it in a sunny window. And it would be a good idea if you could mist that plant at least once a day. Now, if you don't have a mister, just pick up the plant, container and all, turn on the faucet, put the plant underneath it and wet all of the branches, and then just set it back on the counter, let it drip dry, and that will help to encourage new growth on that plant. So humidity, moisture on the foliage, keep the root ball moist but not wet, because you don't have any leaves on it right now to pull the excess moisture out.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of pamper it, talk to it every now and then, and, you know, it'll come back, and I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, I'm sorry, I won't do it again.
That's right. And I have one more question on a rosemary that I have growing out in the garden. Is it possible to overwinter it in the garden, or do I have to dig it up and try to bring it in, because I know that doesn't work too well?
Where do you live?
New Hampshire, Keene, New Hampshire, southwestern New Hampshire.
Yeah. You'd have a better chance of bringing it inside.
Okay.
I live in the southern Maine. I'm like 15 minutes to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit warmer than you are.
Right.
And I have never had one survive the winter.
Okay.
Now, and dig it up.
An unheated basement. Should I store it down there? Or it doesn't have much light, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it has to grow. So you've got to put it in a bright window. So one thing that you could do that would help it is, rather than put it in a south-facing window where it gets a lot of sun and heat coming through the glass, put it in an east or a south window where it's going to get plenty of light, but you won't get that heat that will take some of the humidity. And then...
Yes.
Buy just like a pint mister.
I have a spray bottle, yeah.
And every time you go buy it, spray it.
Okay. And then one more thing. Should I cut it back before I... Because
if it's really big,
yeah.
then I would prune it back by 25 to 30%.
Okay. And then do you have time for one more quick one?
Sure.
Okay. Garlic. I usually plant my garlic this weekend, but it's 71 degrees here, and it's been bone dry. It's raining now, so I was going to do it like next week when it cooled down a little bit and there was more moisture in the soil. Does that sound like a good idea?
But if you can get out today, get it in.
Okay.
The sooner you can get it in, the better. Because what you want to have happen, when you plant that garlic, you want it to produce a root system now.
Right.
And it will grow maybe 3 or 4 inches tall.
Okay.
The cold weather will knock the plant into dormancy. And then what I like to do is I cover all of my garlic with either pine needles or straw around Thanksgiving.